Welcome to EY Access with your host, Eric Young.
Thank you for joining us on another episode of EY Access. I am your host, Megan Bryson, filling in for Eric today. I am joined by our partners at ShipStation. I have Kevin Klein, Channel Account Manager, and Josh Burdick, Solutions Architect.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Yeah, hey, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for joining us today. Glad you guys could be in the office, and just want to take some time to find out more, you know, teach our audience more about your service offering as we're heading into the holiday season and everyone's got shipping on the brain, whether they're a consumer or a merchant. Want to just touch on some key questions here and get your insight. So let's just start off with, tell me what it is that ShipStation provides and what you guys do.
Yeah, great. So ShipStation, I think ShipStation really comes down to, we've got kind of an internal watchword that we like to use, and it's just wherever they sell, however they ship, exceptionally efficient. And I think that those three ideas are really kind of the core tenet behind everything that we build. Wherever they sell, whatever channel people are on, there shouldn't be a lot of friction trying to get those orders out the door. At the same time, however they ship, you know, there's so many choices out there for carriers. And at this point, it just doesn't make any sense to have, you know, 100% of your orders going out through one carrier. And then efficiency, once you get to a point of scale, and it's not a high bar, you know, it's 20, 30 orders a day, it becomes really hard to manage all of these things, you know, individually. So ShipStation does a great job of helping merchants to automate that process, get kind of the tedious part of their workflow out, just so that they can have happier customers and they can continue to build their business.
Great. And what are some of the most commonly asked shipping questions that you get from merchants?
I think it comes back to an issue of scale. I think that when people start to get, you know, more than a few orders a day into the door, they need to make some decisions around how do I make this process go quicker. If you're doing these one by one, you're probably spending 5 or 6 minutes on each order, and it's really taking your focus away from, you know, the products that you sell and the customers that you serve. When you use something like ShipStation, you're able to have those workflows and those decisions made in the background, and you're able to focus on what you need. So I would say that the questions that we get are things like, you know, hey, now I've got orders that I need to source out of two different warehouses, or I've got orders coming in from Magento and Amazon. What we do a really good job of is simplifying that and removing those questions and those roadblocks.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think I'd say the most common question we get is, how can I save time and money when I'm trying to ship products? And ShipStation, like Josh mentioned, allows merchants to reduce friction around pulling orders into a single place and doing print, pack, and ship. And then more importantly, the money aspect. I mean, ShipStation allows you to compare and contrast rates from multiple carriers, and make sure that you're getting the best rate, regardless of whether or not you negotiated rates with UPS or FedEx.
Okay, cool. And you guys kind of already touched on this, but what are some of the most requested shipping functionalities? I know, Josh, you were starting to touch on that with the fact that, you know, people are getting orders in from different channels, and they have to kind of consolidate that and make sure everything gets out the door on time. What are some other functionalities that people are looking for when they come to ShipStation?
Yeah, I mean, I would say that some of the functionalities, it comes down to some of those things that, you know, go into a larger part of e-commerce where, you know, we're trying to figure out how can we have a more comfortable buyer? How can we have a, you know, less friction in that entire purchase process? And I think that those are some of the functionalities that we get requests around, is people that want to make sure that their consumer feels secure in their purchase, that they're aware of everything that's happening after they've given you the order. And then at the same time, I think that, you know, a lot of people start to look at, you know, hey, I'm routing orders from, you know, a warehouse on the East Coast and a warehouse on the West Coast and a warehouse in Asia. Or, you know, hey, I've started to realize that, you know, maybe it's not true that FedEx is always going to be the best rate or UPS is always going to be the best rate. And I need to, you know, kind of look around and see what makes more sense just from a spend standpoint. To me, those are the functionalities that people really approach us with requests around.
Yeah, I think another one I see a lot of is this concept around international shipping. I think a lot of merchants who are interested in scale are interested in going on to more of a global scale. And sometimes there's questions around international shipping and address validation, which we do well, where they're not really sure how to handle that. And how do we reduce processing time around that particular aspect of shipping? And ShipStation solves for that. So it comes up quite frequently when people are considering us.
Okay. Now, kind of looking at... you know, an advice, things from an advice point of view. When people are launching their new sites and they're going to set up shipping, what do you find that they've overlooked? Like, what is something that people often forget that they should be thinking about as they're looking for a shipping provider or they're setting up shipping in their stores?
I think that there's really two answers that jump to mind for me. I mean, I think number one, I don't think that people understand how much of a factor dimensional weight is. So the carriers, in order to, try to kind of right size their pricing, they started to say, let's move away from focusing exclusively on package weight and let's look at dimensions. And so one of the things that a lot of folks forget to do at the beginning is to go in and actually set up these length, width, height dimensions inside of ShipStation. And that always affects accuracy of your rates. But then I would say on the other side of that, there's kind of this whole fun side that gets overlooked where, there's very much like a user experience and a marketing aspect that can happen with shipping. I can go in there and I can add a lot of value. I can add a lot of delight into that whole purchase process just by, improving things around the email correspondence that I have with my customers or the packing slips that go out with my boxes. And then all the way down to things like just tracking a package while it's on its way. I mean, everybody tracks these packages. Everybody wants to know where their product is and when it's going to arrive. ShipStation does a really good job of making that something that is both attractive to the end user and useful from a marketing standpoint for the sellers.
Yeah, I think that's right. And Josh touched on that a little bit. It's something we call at ShipStation, we call it branded shipping, where, how does a merchant extend their brand through the fulfillment process? And customers are sophisticated now. I mean, especially people who do a lot of purchasing online, they're accustomed, especially if they're doing it with, the 800-pound gorilla out in Seattle, they're familiar with the aspect of what a branded experience looks like all the way end to end. And I think a lot of people do overlook that. One thing I would add to what Josh was saying about, dimensional weights, I would say that has a bigger conversation around how orders are treated when they're come in. So, as people scale, what they typically find is that not all orders are treated the same. There are rules and things that have to be put in place for maybe like a high value order or something to create wow moments for their customers. And ShipStation allows merchants to do that seamlessly and easily in an automated way that makes the shipping process exceptionally efficient.
Great. And what have you seen in the industry? What shipping element has the biggest impact on consumers? Is it that branded shipping experience and getting the updates along the way? Is it free shipping? Is it free returns? Is it the ability to, I've shopped online before at stores that allow you to print return slips and just slap it on a package and send it back. That's another thing that's growing in popularity. What do you find is growing and people are asking for more and it's been really a difference maker for your merchants?
I think that every one of those things that you just mentioned goes back to kind of an overarching theme of trust. I think that trust is the currency that businesses run on with their end consumers. When I see something around, a very transparent returns process, I see something around a very transparent shipping chain, free shipping, those are all nice in and of themselves, but I mean, what you're really building there is just a sense of trust and security with your buyer. Those in my mind are what have the biggest impact on a customer's perception of you as a seller, as well as their likelihood to become a return customer or even an evangelist for your business. I mean, we've all heard the statistic that it's 25 times more costly to acquire a new customer than it is to bring back an existing. What brings that existing customer back is a great experience where they built that trust in your brand. That's why, you know, Kevin mentioned the 800-pound gorilla in e-commerce. We all pay them $100 a year to get free shipping. It's not free. We've just paid it in advance. But we've established trust, and we've established a sense of security in that order process. And I think that that's really what sellers need to focus on doing for themselves.
Yeah, I think as people buy more and more online, they're looking for, like what Josh said, with trust, but they're also looking for, like, what distinguishes you from the massive amount of online sellers that are out there. And I think that ties back to the whole branded shipping element, you know, the idea that, you know, I have tons and tons of boxes on my door after I go on a night of shopping, but this one looks different. This one has a branded element to it. This one has a feeling that merchant actually cared a little bit more. And I think that's what, as Josh mentioned, brings back those customers. That's, in my opinion, has the biggest impact.
Okay, great. And how does ShipStation make the process easier for merchants to set up their shipping options in the back end?
So ShipStation natively integrates with about 90 different selling channels and about 30 different shipping carriers. What makes that easier is, instead of going out to each one of these carriers, you know, own branded point integrations that they've got, you're able to go into this one dashboard and within, you know, 3 or 4 minutes per carrier or per marketplace, quickly set up those connections. So, you know, even if you're running a business that has, you know, 6 or 7 different selling channels and you're shipping out through the big 3 carriers, you can have that set up and going within an hour or so. And all of a sudden, you're ready to go in and do the higher value parts of ShipStation, like setting up that branding that Kevin touched on, or like setting up those automation rules so that we can start to just flow orders out in the most effective, most, you know, cost efficient way possible.
Yeah, I would touch on that. I think I completely agree with you, Josh. But I would touch on our partner network. And I think that ShipStation has a great network of partners, many of which are marketplaces, but also great partners like EY that help tell our story. And, you know, we work very closely with our partners to build out those integrations and make them as robust as possible, so that when someone is trying to port in a marketplace or a carrier, it's easy, it's seamless, so they can get up and shipping as quickly as possible.
Very good. And now, you know, we've talked about how someone gets up and running as quickly as possible, but why is ShipStation the best long-term shipping solution? Why is it safe to say that you could sign up with ShipStation and it's going to grow with your business and it's going to be what you need in the long term?
Right. No, that's great. We've got sellers that are putting out 80,000 orders a week. These are sellers that, you know, they've moved onto, you know, pretty complex ERP systems. So, you know, the NetSuites of the world and SAP, Acumatica. And these guys are still using ShipStation to process the very narrow focused shipping aspects of their business while using these massive powerful ERP systems to manage the overarching, you know, workflows. I think that is why ShipStation is a solid long-term tool. We can help the sellers that are doing 5-6 orders a day, and we can help the sellers that are doing, you know, 15-20,000 orders a day. There's definitely a fit there, and I think it just ranges across those connections. And then as Kevin had touched on, the partner network that his team has built out and the account management that we've got built into ShipStation.
Yeah, I only thing I would add to that is, you know, we do have plans that go across the spectrum of merchants. I mean, you could have someone who's doing 10 orders a month all the way up to someone who's doing 10,000 a day or 20,000 a day. And ShipStation, it not only can handle those that kind of volume, but we also have a great people that that work with our organization that handle support, that handle account management, as Josh mentioned. So, you know, as someone is growing up and as someone is beginning to scale, they're going to hit problems. They're going to hit areas where they need to know whether or not ShipStation kind of fits into their new workflow as they get bigger. And we're there to set up those solutions for them and help them all the way to as they grow. So that's how I would add that.
Great. And I appreciate that you touched on the team that you have there. I know that here at EY, we really appreciate you guys as partners, and we love the fact that we can call you up and ask you questions, and we've enjoyed working with you. So thank you for all that you do.
As have we.
Great. And thank you for, you know, all you guys do as our partners, and thank you for making the trek and coming into the office today. Thank you again, and catch us next time for another episode of EY Access.